Look at verse 22, Proverbs 16:22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Now, understanding, we've seen in this word in the Proverbs quite a bit, understanding and wisdom, and those are used synonymously, and even faith is synonymous with this. I mean, think about it. You can't understand anything unless you believe God. You literally can't understand anything unless you believe God. You haven't understood anything rightly. And even if you believe God, you don't know anything like you ought to know it, Scripture says. But thank God for some light, for the grace to understand what we do. We know him whom to know is life eternal. But there's no wisdom without understanding. These are synonymous, really, in a lot of ways, and of course distinguishable too. So believing on Christ, this is what we're talking about, as always in the Proverbs and everywhere in Scripture, believing on Christ, knowing him, following him, trusting him, bowing to him, resting in him, is a wellspring. We haven't seen that word, I don't believe, in the Proverbs yet. A wellspring. Knowing God, knowing and believing God's word, is a wellspring. So what is a wellspring in natural things? You know how the Lord, even as he walked this earth and taught, he used natural things as illustrations of spiritual things. So what's a wellspring as far as natural things go? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a spring-fed well. It's from a root word that means to dig for water. So a well that you dig deep enough, it'll be a spring-fed supply of water. But think about what that is essentially. Let's take it down even more basic than that. What is a well? What is water to us? This well, it's a source of water. It's a reliable, known, present source of water, which is man's most urgent need, except for air. The only thing you need more than water is air. But water often in the Scripture signifies spiritual need, spiritual refreshment or sustenance. Christ is called the living water. He called himself that. And what this wellspring is to the body, Christ is to the soul. So simple the way he teaches us. A constant, necessary, life-giving supply. It's a wellspring, not just a trough with water in it. It's an ever-giving supply. An earthly wellspring gives physical life. Without some wells, without reliable, sustainable sources of water, we're goners. And Christ gives spiritual life. Without the spiritual wellspring of the living water, there's no life. There's no spiritual life. Christ is the only thing necessary. Between those two, only one of them is necessary. The spiritual. You say, well, I got to have water. No, you don't. If you and I never, ever take another drink of water in this world, as long as we have Christ, we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. We will live in the greatest sense of the word, and always will. So another way the one thing needful is Christ. And there's a digging for a well. It means to dig for water. And the Scriptures teach us to seek. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. look for water, dig for him. In the gospel, in the scriptures, seeking. Now, I like the word hath in our text. I believe that's a key word here. You may run across water in your travels, and you may know where some water is, but the reason you dig a well is so you have it. You have it. I have water. I don't just know where I can get some. I have it. And you know you can always drink. Another way the scripture compares this is in picturing the believer as a tree planted by the rivers of water. If you have a river running through your backyard, you don't need to go for water. You have it. That's what we have to have, water. You can't just know about it. Listen to, turn with me to Matthew 14:13, if you would, please. This is Christ to us in a spiritual sense. We have him. We know about him, certainly, but that it doesn't stop there. Matthew 14:13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart." You don't need to go looking for what you need. I'm right here. Everything we need is Christ. They don't need to go anywhere. Give them something to eat. And you remember the rest of the story. They said, "Well, we don't have but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me. Bring them to me." All they needed was Christ. If we have Christ, we don't need to go to anybody or any place else for what we need. We have him. To whom would you go anyway? Here it is right here, 1 John 5:11. "And this is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Everything. Now, what does our scripture say? It's life. The word life is in our text. "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." It doesn't get simpler than that. You have one need. I have one need. And we don't need to go anywhere else. So that word "hath" is so precious there. You may know where some water is, you know. Maybe a few miles away. A lot of people know a lot about the Savior, but don't have him. They don't have him. Knowing where water is will not quench your thirst. You got to have Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. In John 4:13, Jesus answered that woman at the well and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." That's our text. Scripture expounds Scripture. And the last part of our verse, notice the word instruction. It seems out of place until you realize that how you get understanding. The thing that ties instruction to the first part of the verse is that's how you get understanding. How is it that God gives understanding to sinners? Listen to Acts 8:26 again. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Do you have understanding as you read? And he said, How can I except some man should guide me? Instruction. Instruction. This is God's way. Some man. It doesn't matter who, does it? I tell you this, he won't be the star of the show. He won't be the cream of the crop. Because the Lord chooses the base and the weak and the foolish. That's all I know about him. He's just some man other than that. But that's how the Lord reveals himself to sinners. And you know the rest of that one too. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. It don't matter where you go in the Word of God and read, you're reading about that lamb. Because that's what God's book is about. It concerns his Son from start to finish. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter and like a lamb dumb before his shearer. So opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? He didn't know much, did he? Neither do we. The truth of the matter is, you don't need to know much. You just need to know him. And so Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him. He didn't rebuke him. He didn't say, What are you talking about? You don't know anything. He's just preached unto him one word. Jesus. Christ is all you need to know. All you need to know. Instruction. The instruction of fools is folly. I'll tell you how you can tell whether they're a fool or not. Are they telling you what God said? If not, they're a fool. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to anybody concerning the Lord except a man that will just simply tell you what God said. And it's all contained in that one word, Jesus. Jehovah Savior. Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We preach Christ and him crucified by God's grace. And that's how God gives understanding. By the foolishness of preaching, it pleased him to save those that believe. Let's pray.